Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Four Proud Boys members found guilty.
For seditious conspiracy.
Atlanta Medical Center shooting suspect.
He'll remain behind bars charged with one count of murder.
Russia blames U.S. for drone explosions.
Just a blatant bald lie.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Four of five members of the Proud Boys extremist group, including the leader Enrique Tarrio, are found guilty of seditious conspiracy and obstructing an official proceeding in connection with the U.S. Capitol attack. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The evidence presented at trial detailed the extent of the violence at the Capitol on January 6th and the central role these defendants played in setting into motion the unlawful events of that day.
Jurors clear Dominic Pozzola of the sedition charge, though he has been convicted of other serious felonies. Police in Davis, California, have arrested a 21-year-old former University of California Davis student in connection with three stabbings, two of them fatal. Davis Police Chief Darren Pytel says Carlos Dominguez was taken into custody after receiving tips from the public.
He was in the park where the second homicide occurred. He had a backpack on. He was wearing the same clothing from the third attack. And he had a large knife in his possession.
Deion Patterson, the suspect in yesterday's medical office shooting in Atlanta that left one woman dead and four injured, has waived his first court appearance. CBS's Michael George.
Patterson's mother, who was with him yesterday, told CBS affiliate WANF that her son suffers from mental illness. Atlanta's mayor is calling for a national plan to deal with guns and mental health.
Other nations have challenges with mental health, but they don't seem to have nearly the level of gun violence that we do in America.
Jail records also show the suspect used a semi-automatic handgun. The four wounded women range in age from 25 to 71.
The White House pushes back against a Russian claim that the U.S. had something to do with drones that exploded over the Kremlin this week. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. can't confirm what caused the explosions over the Kremlin or whether, as Ukraine has suggested, it was a Russian false flag.
One thing I can tell you for certain is that the United States was not involved in this.
The accusation to the contrary came in a conference call with a Kremlin spokesman. Kirby says the claim fits Russia's framing of the war from the start.
Like it was some sort of existential threat to Mother Russia, and of course it's not.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
No class in Oakland, California, as more than 3,000 teachers and others workers in the Oakland Unified School District go on strike. They're asking for higher pay and more resources for students. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 287 points. NASDAQ fell 59. Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A jury in New York has found singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran did not put elements of Marvin Gaye's 1973 Let's Get It On in his 2014 hit Thinking Out Loud.
Let's get it on.
Darling,
will be loving you.
After the verdict, a frustrated Sheeran denied that he had copied from Gaye's soul classic.
Two songs with dramatically different lyrics, melodies, and four chords, which are also different and used by songwriters every day.
Sheeran was defiant.
I am not and will never allow myself to be a piggy bank for anyone to shake.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Justice for Jordan Neely!
Protests after the choking death of Jordan Neely, a black man on a New York City subway train. One witness says Neely was acting aggressively, was tackled by fellow passengers, and put in a chokehold by a white Marine veteran. The death has been ruled a homicide. No arrests have been made. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Ahead of Saturday's Kentucky Derby, four horses have died over the past week at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has suspended trainer Safi Joseph Jr. indefinitely, and Lord Miles, trained by Joseph, has been scratched from the Kentucky Derby just days after the sudden death of two of his horses. No cause yet known for the deaths, horse trainer Dale Romans.
It's not the surface. The surface, he actually said it was really good. He said it felt good. I just think that we've run into a little stretch of bad luck.
BMW has just issued a do-not-drive order for 90,000 vehicles. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
BMW describes a risk to occupants as dire and growing every day. The roughly 20-year-old vehicles have Takata airbag inflators that are at very high risk of rupturing and spewing shrapnel into the passenger compartment. The warning involves 2000 to 2006 BMW 3 Series, 5 Series, and X5 models.
Milwaukee Bucks fire coach Mike Budenholzer after their stunning first round playoff loss to the Miami Heat.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
This is Elizabeth Palmer explains how Americans could soon get the chance to drive a vehicle made in China.
Geely, the Chinese company that owns Volvo, has the U.S. in its sights with a whole new concept and brand, Link. Alain Visser is its CEO.
Let's sell almost like a Netflix of the car industry, a monthly subscription.
For a flat fee of about $600 a month, which covers maintenance and insurance, drivers can lease a Link car and back out anytime. And the Link app lets drivers share their vehicles when they're not using them for cash back.
We have now some customers in Europe who actually gain more on sharing than they pay their monthly fees.
It's a bold initiative, especially now given the frosty state of Chinese-American relations.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, May 4th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.